Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 39 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And today, I want to talk to you about a digital tool that everybody seems to know about these days, and it is called Kahoot. Have you heard of this Kahoot before? It's funny because I used to go present to teachers and I would ask them years ago, have you heard about this thing called Kahoot? And they'd say, what is this Kahoot that you speak of? And I would show them a game and it would blow everybody's minds just immediately. And anymore, whenever I go talk to teachers about Kahoot and I say, how many of you know about Kahoot? And I would kind of like say it like that, like, how many of you know? Like, I already know the answer. And hands shoot up all over the place. Because Kahoot obviously has kind of taken the education world by storm. And the great thing about Kahoot having been around for a while is, A, you have all of these pre-created games that you can search through. I mean, there are millions and millions of them, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. But B, one of the great things is that it's been around for a while and they've been able to make improvements and add new features over and over and over again over the last several years. And one of those new features that has come out fairly recently is this thing called the name generator. Because I know it's a real struggle in some classes sometimes to battle the naughty nicknames. Now, you know, if your students are the naughty nickname type, you know, some classes really struggle with this. Some of them, it's not really an issue. But if it is, Kahoot has done something that can really help, that kind of takes the desire out, not necessarily the desire, but it takes the thought of even creating naughty nicknames out of the hands of students so they don't even have to fight that temptation. So it's this thing called the name generator. And here's how the name generator works. Whenever you load up a Kahoot game, then there are a variety of different options that you can toggle on and off. And one of them is the name generator. And so you just toggle it over to on. And the way that it summarizes it, it says, let Kahoot generate funny and friendly nicknames for players. This will help you avoid inappropriate nicknames in the game. So now it's not like you let the kids type something in and then you say, nope, sorry, that's not appropriate. And then they type something else and then you say, nope, that's not appropriate. This way, they don't even have to worry about that. And so when you turn that on, now whenever students log in, instead of typing a name, there's this little wheel and they can spin the wheel up to 3 times and it generates a new nickname each time. So like the wheel that I'm looking at right now, I can see Majestic Cat is one of the nicknames, an Expert Owl, and something else. I'm having a hard time reading that one. But the idea is that if you want to just take this issue away so that kids don't have to worry about it, then now they're able to generate these nicknames with the wheel instead. And of course, whenever the game's over with, the students still can see, you know, who was Expert Owl. You know, then they can identify themselves as the winners or whatever. So, and of course, whenever the kids play, whether their name is on it or not, you still get the data. So you're still able to inform your instruction based on how the kids have performed. So if the naughty nickname issue is an issue for you, Kahoot has your back and has given you at least another alternative. Now, whether you think this fits your class or not, whether this is a good option for you, or whether you'd rather take a different route, at least, like I said, they're giving us new features in the game and they're giving us some new options, and this one may be a really good fit.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.